I give my life to self-dedication. I give my life to self-dedication. There are always things in life that we would like to have. There are always circumstances in life we'd like to have. There's always experiences, ideals we'd like to have. But can we give our life to the dedication of those things? Can we proclaim that that is our choice for ourselves, that that is what we want more than anything in the world? Do we devote ourselves to a cause or an ideal? Do we commit ourselves to carrying out a way of life? Are we zealous about it? Are we self-sacrificing in our devotion? We all have the opportunity to accomplish any goal we want in life. And most of the things we accomplish are things that are quite simply done, we think, because it just happens. It just takes place, and we feel very good about it. We feel very happy about it. We feel that this is right, and this is good, and this is just, because it is okay. It is okay. But then, what do we come up with next? What we come up with next is that maybe it's not the way we want it to be. We'd like to be happy, and so we dedicate ourselves to living a happy life. We dedicate ourselves to thinking happy thoughts. We dedicate ourselves to directing our attention in all ways that would bring happiness to us. But do we do that? Do we really do that? Or do we rather allow ourselves to look at the unhappy things in life? Do we allow ourselves to look at people's lives that are unhappy? And then we say to ourselves, gee, that's too bad. That's not very nice. That's not what I want in my world. That's not good. That's not good. But can we do that? Can we really do that? Well, we can. But are we willing to do it? Are we willing to know that we are happy? Are we willing to say, I choose only to read happy books? I choose to only look at happy movies. I choose to walk around and talk to people in happiness, and I do not recognize anything in my world that is not on my ideal of happiness. I'm devoted to the ideal of happiness, and everything I do is happy. But then things come up that are not too happy. And I say to myself, why is it that these things come up that are not too happy? Why is it I'm happy? I'm always having happy thoughts. No, you're not. Those little thoughts that creep in and say you're not happy, those are quite big. They're really large thoughts that creep in. And it's a cause that you direct yourself to. It's an ideal that you direct yourself to of not happiness. This is something that we have trained ourselves in over the years. We have trained ourselves to look at life and say, too bad. We train ourselves to look at the newspapers and read the unhappy events in the newspaper rather than searching for happy events in the newspaper and then dwelling upon those. Now you might say, searching and happy, what do you find? Well, look at the births. The announcement, birth announcements, what a happy event that is for the family. Look at an engagement. Look at a wedding. Look at people who are doing beautiful things for the world. People who are winning Nobel Prizes. People who are setting their ideals, are devoting to a cause or an ideal. And as they devote themselves to it, they accomplish it. You can. I can. We all can. It's a matter of, where are we putting our attention? Where are we putting our devotion? Are you zealous about being happy? Are you zealous about any cause you set for yourself? Any dedication you set for yourself? Our self-dedication reveals itself in our life according to how dedicated we are to our self-dedication, to what we proclaim. Is it the truth about us? Do we proclaim this is a wonderful world, this is a peaceful world, this is a happy world, this is a good world? Or do we go around proclaiming that this world could be a lot better. There are a lot of unhappy people in this world. There are a lot of unhappy circumstances. If that's our thought, even just a little bit our thought, we are endorsing that. We are allowing that to be in our consciousness. We're allowing that to take our ideal of happiness and throw it away. To take our cause that we put in motion to say, I am happy, and say, no, it's not true. But I cannot lie. You're not lying. If you look at a tree and you see it's beautiful, and another person looks at a tree and sees it's not beautiful, one person looks at a tree and says, that tree is not beautiful, that tree is going to drop its leaves all over the yard and it's going to be a mess, that tree has branches that are weak and they might fall down on top of a car parked at the street, that tree is not a nice tree, that tree is going to get elm disease, it's going to get this disease and it's going to die, that tree is going to have mistletoe in it. Oh my, can we talk about a storm? And then we change our mind and we say, nope, that's a beautiful tree. That tree is whole and perfect. I wrap that tree in my pure white light of love. I see that tree as a glorious tree, as a wonderful tree, as a perfect tree. I see every organ, action, function of that tree perfect now. My goodness, we give all that to a tree? No, we're giving that to a concept. We're giving that to a concept, and then we're seeing the results of that concept. We are the creator of our world. Whatever we dedicate ourselves to, whatever self-dedication we have in our life, that's what we experience. But we don't realize how much we dedicate ourselves to things, how much we put causes in motion, how much we establish ideals, and then we don't stick to them. We establish ideals that that's a beautiful tree, and then we look at the tree and we see the bark is loose around it. We see the tree is having a problem. Well, call the tree vet, call the tree doctor. And as you have the tree doctor come and look at the tree, he says, he's got a little problem, let's do this. And the tree doctor knows how to remedy that. A tree doctor knows how to bring that tree back to life, bring that tree into harmony and peace with itself. We can do that with animals. We have the veterinarian come in and say, oh yes, that animal's not getting the right foods. It needs more of this and that to give it more strength in its body. You too. You take vitamins. You take all these different things. And it's because you think that your body's not getting it. If we could give it with our mind first, the action would follow. If we give it with our dedication first, the response will follow. When we proclaim the truth is that that ideal tree is the ideal tree, the ideal you, the ideal me. It's ideal. And we proclaim it as ideal. We're self-sacrificing in our devotion to that ideal, that that tree is beautiful, that person is beautiful, that body is beautiful, that devotion to it. Can you commit yourself to that way of life of living with happy, healthy, harmonious trees, dogs, cats, people, world? Can you look at the world and say, this is a good world? This is a beautiful world. This is a fabulous world. Can you proclaim to yourself simply, but I don't want to lie. I look at the world and I don't see it beautiful. I don't see it fantastic. I don't see it glorious. Well, start seeing it that way. Start looking at life through your awareness of the truth about it. And as you look at life through your awareness of the truth about it, it will follow suit. For wherever our thoughts are, wherever our dedication is, wherever we have as our ideal, that is what we commit our weight, our life to. We get self-sacrificing in our devotion to the idea that all is in divine order. And with that self-dedication, I give my life to self-dedication. I give every experience to self-dedication. And self-dedication is all I know. Join me in this and experience it for yourself too. Know that I'm dedicated to saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.